This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Briefs, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Jessica Werman. Joe Biden's pick for Secretary of Transportation, former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, was confirmed Tuesday by the U.S. Senate, and it couldn't have come at a more urgent time for the nation's transportation industries, which are once again lining up to ask for more federal relief to help them weather the COVID-19 pandemic. Pummeled by the pandemic, public transit agencies, Amtrak, bus companies, airlines, airports, and state transportation departments have asked for more than $130 billion in federal aid in the next round of coronavirus funding. Transit, which received $14 billion just a little over a month ago and $25 billion in March of last year, are now asking for $39.3 billion in the next round of funding. For his part, President Biden has proposed spending $20 billion to help struggling transit systems in his latest relief plan, which he released January 13th. School bus and motor coach companies, which received about $2 billion at the end of last year, are now asking for $40 billion. State highway departments, meanwhile, are asking for $18 billion. While they received $10 billion at the end of last year, they say they need the additional money to offset steep state revenue declines through fiscal year 2025. As for airlines, they are now asking for their third tranche of money to offset payroll lost by plunging ridership. While the bill that Congress passed at the end of last year included $15 billion for payroll support, and the $2 trillion relief bill enacted in March included $32 billion in payroll support for airlines, that relief has all been spent. It will all be spent by the end of March. Without that money, the industry says, they can expect more furloughs in March 2021.